Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. So I am getting ready to travel out to California to see my son and his lovely wife and my beautiful grandson. So we're going to leave the cold of Kansas and head out to California where it's 70 degrees. It's going to be amazing. And have a nice relaxing weekend where we'll celebrate Christmas with my son and his family and my sweet son's birthday. So I am getting ready to head out, but I wanted to record a quick podcast because I'm really committed to sharing this information and getting information out there and helping people to make lifestyle choices so they can live naturally healthy lives. So today, I'm going to talk about doubling down, but before I get started on that, I want to share a message I got from one of my clients. I've shared his success story before. He's normalized his blood sugars. He's lost tons of weight, but what he shared with me last week was actually so much more motivating and meaningful to me than all of the most fabulous fasting blood sugars and weight loss. He had went on a hunting trip with his family. It's a family trip they go on frequently with his brothers and his father that he goes with. Anyway, he sent me an email. I just got back from the hunting trip. I had a great time, managed to eat good food and watch my blood sugars. He said, this was the best time I've had in years up there because I felt so good and had lots of energy. Thank you so much again. I really feel this has saved my life and you are a blessing to me and my family. This is so much more meaningful than the blood sugars. Not that the blood sugars don't get you there and they're a stepping stone and the result of feeling so amazing, but to have clients come to me and tell me how much better they feel and how much more time they're spending and enjoying with their family and how much they're able to more enjoy their life than they were before, that's so much more meaningful than anything to me. So I just wanted to share that. That's what this work can get you. If you do the work, if you put the work in and you make the changes, you can feel this wonderful too. And it's just so amazing to me to watch clients do this. That's really where this work is incredibly meaningful to me. So I wanted to share that with everybody. If that's something you're interested in, that's what this work can do for you. So today I want to talk about doubling down. Lots of times we start a healthy habit, we commit to making a change in our health, and we may do it for a while, and then we fall off. We either fall back into our old habits or get out of the habit of doing this healthy activity that we've committed to. And then we come back and we're like, oh gosh, I'm not getting the results I want. I'm going to double down and I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to change the habit. And this is what doubling down looks like for many people. And I want to talk about that briefly today. So an example of this is you make a commitment to start working out. Maybe you make a commitment to go and do cardio every day. Maybe you want to work out at the gym for 30 minutes a day on the elliptical. Or you're going to do 30 minutes of the elliptical or running every day. Whatever that looks like, you've got a plan and you say it's going to be something. It's going to be running. It's going to be the elliptical. And you do it. You do it for 7, 14 days, whatever that looks like. And then something happens and you can't get there one day. And suddenly you've made this concession that you're not going to go one day. And then it happens again. And suddenly, before you know it, there's a week that goes by where you've only went twice. And then there's a week that goes by and you realize you haven't gone to the gym. You haven't done this cardio commitment at all in that week. And then you just kind of fall off and you fall out of the habit of keeping that commitment to yourself. And then a few weeks go by and you realize, one, you miss the working out, or you're not happy with the results you're seeing in the mirror. Whatever it was that inspired you to make this commitment to yourself to make this change, you're starting to realize that's still there. You're not getting any progress with that. And so you come back to the desire to work out on a regular basis so that you can achieve whatever goal that is, whether that's better cardiovascular fitness, whether that's you want to lose weight, whether that's you want to see something different in the mirror. You make this commitment, you stick to it, you fall off, and then you come back to the desire that drove the original commitment. But you recommit, but it's not a recommitment to the original plan. You're like, oh, okay, I'm going to start this Zumba class. I'm going to sign up for a 6-week Zumba class, and that's what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to start some other exercise program. And we call this doubling down, where what I want to offer is this is not truly doubling down. This is singling down, right? You're changing the plan. You're not doubling down on the original commitment. You're not coming back to the original commitment. You're changing it. And this is one of those tricky things that our brains do to us, right? Our brains really like the promise of something new. We really like the promise of having a different approach that we might see different results with. But the fact of the matter is, if our pattern is that we do something, we fall off, we give up, we throw in the towel, and we come back to it, it doesn't matter if you change the plan. It doesn't matter if you change the activity. If your pattern is that you make a commitment, stick to it for a while, fall off, throw in the towel, and then come back to it, it doesn't matter how you change that plan. That's your pattern, and that's the pattern you're probably going to fulfill with the Zumba class too. You'll do the Zumba class for about 2 weeks, and then you'll miss a couple days, and then before you know it, you've missed an entire week, and then you just throw in the towel and you don't do it. And a few more weeks go by, and you're like, oh, I still want to be more physically fit. Now what am I going to do differently? And again, we call this doubling down. I don't call this doubling down. I call this singling down. We certainly see this in our commitments to eating better, right? We make a commitment. Maybe it's something simple like, I commit to not eating any processed foods. I'm not going to eat junk. I'm going to stay away from candy. That was a big one I used to do. I'm not going to eat any more candy. And I don't even think I would make it typically 7 days. I would probably make it 3 or 4 days. And then I would make a concession to myself. I'd say it was okay to have one slip up. And then before I knew it, it was multiple slip ups a day. Then before I knew it, I was a week into eating multiple M&M helpings each day. And then I'd throw in the towel and I'd just be like, I can't do this. And then of course I would feel badly. And so I would come back to the, I need to cut out this junk food. I need to cut out this candy that I eat. And so then it would be, instead of eating candy, I'm going to start eating grapes, or I'm going to start eating fruit, or I'm going to drink more diet soda because in my head, the diet soda was better because remember it was calorie free. And of course that doesn't matter, but 2, 3, 4 years ago, I thought it did matter. So I would change what I was doing. It was no longer that I was just going to cut out the food that was bad for me, but suddenly I was going to change it up. That again, that's singling down, that is not doubling down on my commitment. My commitment was that I would cut that food out. When that didn't work, I thought, oh, I'll change to something else. I'll do something different. Maybe that will work. So there's this old saying that no idea works unless you do the work, right? That's what this is. The idea isn't bad, but it doesn't work unless I do the work. And that's what I found with my eating. It doesn't matter what I changed it to. I could eat grapes, I could eat ice, I could eat crackers, I could eat whatever it was. If I was not willing to do the work of not eating the stuff that was making me sick, then it wasn't going to work for me. I find this so interesting about our brains. One, that we like new things. We're like, oh, I'll introduce something new to what's going on here, and then maybe I'll see better results. It's not the plan that's the issue. It's my ability to implement and stick to the plan that's the problem. And no matter what the plan is, if I have an implementation problem, it's going to be a problem with every single plan, no matter how new, bright, or shiny it is. As human beings, we also really like to add things. We don't like to take things away. I see this all the time with my patients. I'll have a patient who has COPD from smoking, And the smoking is the problem, right? They are insulting their lungs multiple times a day with their cigarettes. And instead of stopping the insult, removing the insult, they want to add something. Is there an inhaler I can take to reverse this? Is there a natural supplement or vitamin I can take to improve this? You don't need to do anything new or anything better. You need to stop doing the things that are insulting your body. And I find this all the time. I'm sure there is a psychological term that describes this phenomenon, and I haven't come across it yet. But I see this, whether it's smoking, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cholesterol. It's the reason that the pharmaceutical companies are so successful, right? They totally play in to this component of the human brain that wants to add something to undo what we've done, right? We eat bad fat that gives us high cholesterol. I want to add a new medication to undo the negative effect that high cholesterol has on my body versus just stop doing the thing that makes you sick. It's so interesting how our brain does this. And it's just the human existence. I find this across all types and socioeconomic classes, everything, education levels, everything. This is just how the human mind works. So it's so interesting. So instead of singling down and changing up your plan, what I challenge my clients to do is to get very precise and define what the action, the original action was, right? So if the original action was, I want to exercise more, I want to be more physically fit, I want to see the cardiovascular benefits of being physically active, I want to see, you know, the toning of my muscles on my body from being more physically active. Instead of changing that plan to, I'm going to start doing Zumba, or I'm going to add this cycling class, or I'm going to do something different. Instead of changing and doing something different, look at the original plan and get very, very specific, what we call granular. Get very, very defined on what you meant by that. Okay, I am going to do the elliptical twice a week at the gym for 30 minutes. I am going to run 3 times a week for 30 minutes. I am going to look at my schedule and see when it's easier for me to get to the gym versus when running is more convenient within my schedule. And then I'm going to say specifically, every Monday and Thursday, I'm going to get to the gym. Every Sunday and Tuesday and Friday, I am going to run because that's what works into my schedule nicely. I believe I can do it these days and I'm going to make a commitment to that. That's doubling down. That's having a commitment, trying to stick to it, it not working out perfectly, and then coming back to that commitment and taking it a step more specific, taking a different layer, going a little deeper into that commitment. That is doubling down on your commitment. It's the same thing with our food, right? With our eating plan. Instead of saying, I'm not going to eat any more junk food, that's so very superficial, so very top level, right? You're looking at it from a very elevated standpoint, way up in the stratosphere. You're looking down and being like, all right, I'm just going to not eat junk food anymore. What does that mean? That means when you get specific with it, that means I am not going to eat candy any other days except these days. These are specific days that I'm going to allow myself a couple pieces of candy. And then maybe it even means I'm not going to eat French fries. I'm not going to eat fast food on these days. These are the days that I'm going to make sure I pack my lunch and it's going to be home prepared meals that are not processed. There's not going to be any added sugar. There's not going to be any flour. You get very specific on what it means to eat healthier. You peel away a layer, right? Eating healthier can be a ton of different things. And it can be very superficial that it's hard to have any action associated with it. When you start to get specific about the actions that you're going to do, suddenly you have a do list, right? Something that you can actually do. And then track how successful you are at that. How many days a week did I actually stick to that? Oh, I did it 5 days last week. This week I want to do more. I want to do it 6 days this week. whatever that looks like to you, you track it each and every week. That is doubling down on your commitment to yourself. That is doubling down on your health goals, whatever that might be. So what this looks like for me is I make a chart, right? I have made a chart with specific things that support my result. My result is I want to be more toned. I want to see more toning on my muscles in the mirror. My result is I have a weight goal that I want to see. Okay, fine. What actions can I take, specific actions every day that I can take to support that result? Maybe your goal is I want to see blood sugars. My fasting blood sugars, I want to see them consistently below a certain number. So one, you're going to define what that number is. Two, you're going to define what you mean by consistently below that number. And then three, you must track it, right? You got to track those things. Where are you seeing them? If you're not seeing the result after week one that you want, okay, what actions can I take that I haven't been doing consistently that is going to support this result? I can eat before a certain hour at night. I can get more sleep, right? Getting more sleep is going to support a better fasting blood sugar. I can meditate and do more active relaxation, active stress management. That's meditation, right? I can not eat as much fruit because I know fruit's going to drive my blood sugars, right? These are all very specific actions that are a step deeper than I just want to see better fasting blood sugars. Okay, so that is my challenge to you. If you have made these goals and you're not seeing the results, you're not achieving the goal the way you were hoping you would, make a list of actions that will support that. Take two or three of those actions, and over the next 1 to 2 weeks, track how frequently you do those actions. And then challenge yourself with each day to do them more frequently, and then see how much closer you get to those goals. Maybe you achieve those goals. Maybe you can see, yeah, when I do these things consistently, I achieve the goal I want. So that's my challenge for you. I'm heading to California. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.